The state of Tennessee is asking for $2 million next year to whip the Memphis regional megasite into shape. Last week, economic development officials conceded that after more than a decade of work and $140 million in appropriations, the industrial zone between Memphis and Jackson still isn't ready for a major manufacturer. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The megasite is a sprawling 4,100-acre parcel next to Interstate 40 that state officials hope will transform the manufacturing sector in West Tennessee. Tennessee has already rerouted a state highway, built new ramps to the interstate, and made many other infrastructure improvements. But there's still a lot more work to do, says Economic Development Commissioner Bob Rolf. And until it's all finished, he told Governor Bill Haslam at a budget hearing last week, no company is going to be interested.
And when we mean pad ready, it's a matter of just coming on the site and start grading and off to the races.
Rolf says that was hammered home when a Toyota Mazda joint venture passed up the megasite recently. Now the state is hiring a consulting firm to identify what's holding manufacturers back. One shortcoming the state knows it has is it still hasn't completed the site's sewer line. The latest plan calls for treating wastewater on site and pumping it 35 miles to the Mississippi River. Economic development officials do not yet have the environmental permits and land easements needed. The state nevertheless hopes to have a contract for the megasite signed by the time Haslam leaves office in 2019. That would be a decade after work started, and still a tough deadline to meet. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.